Hello. My name is Oscar, calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
You are? Thank you so much. Thank you for helping us. This is very quick, by the way.
Good.
And are you very interested, somewhat interested, little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes, very much.
Very interested? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Let's move on. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Yes, African-American.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of the public school buildings.
I don't really know a lot about them, but I'm sure they need
So which one would you choose at this point? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Maybe a little satisfied.
A little satisfied? Thank you so much. And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of the school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
That's important.
Very or somewhat? Very important? Okay. When you hear your friends and neighbors and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence? Don't know? Very well. Sure. If you don't know, you don't know. That's all right. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
For.
Definitely? Or probably?
Probably.
Probably both for. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. First one says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one do you agree with more? First one or the second statement?
Somewhat a priority, so yes, second.
Second one, very well. Almost done, ma'am. After this battery of questions, we only have three more questions and we'll be done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not at all be influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Would learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city would influence you strongly, somewhat, influence you a little, or not at all to support the 20-year millage renewal?
No, I wouldn't for 20 years.
It would influence you a little or somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, no.
Mm-hmm. Strongly? Okay. If you were to learn that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Yes, it would, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, would that influence you strongly, somewhat, little, or not at all?
Maybe by then they'll have a better idea.
Correct, but at this point, at this point, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, would that strongly influence you somewhat, a little, or not at all at this point? To support the millage, I mean.
I don't think so.
Not at all?
Somewhat.
Or a little? Somewhat influence you, okay. A little, okay. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. How much that would influence your opinion about supporting the millage renewal?
Well, why should they pay less when they make their
But learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all in your support for the millage renewal?
Well, I think that you should pay according to your income.
Okay. So which one would be in this one? Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat strongly for towards paying more or towards paying less?
No, that learning that you, you know, we are giving you this information, learning that the owner of $275,000 home only pays $10 a month for this existing millage. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all to support the millage renewal?
So they would pay only $10 a month?
That's what they are paying now. Remember, this is a new millage renewal. It's not that they are going to create another millage. It's just the renewal of this existing millage.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
Don't know? Very well. You don't know? We enter that.
No.
Okay, sure. If you don't know, we enter that. Learning that if the school
has... Does everybody pay a millage? Not just them.
Only homeowners. Homeowners in the parish, correct.
In that price category?
Excuse me, that information is not available on the survey, and I'm also only supposed to read 100% verbatim, so I cannot add to that information. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat,
yes.
A little, or not at all?
You have to take care of it, yes.
Strongly?
Yes.
Very well. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Right.
Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, yes. A little, or not at all?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly, and one more. Learning that this is a millage renewal, and it will not increase your property taxes. Does that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yes,
okay, thank you. Let's move on. Almost done here. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition? Probably vote for?
Not.
Probably vote against? Which one, ma'am?
45 years, long time.
It would expire in 2045, the millage, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against,
probably
or definitely vote against?
Probably won't be here.
Okay.
Probably won't be here, so I don't know.
So which one would you choose at this point?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Don't know?
I have no idea what's going to be in 45 years.
Well, the millage is already existing. It's a renewal that they are that the proposition is going into the ballot, a renewal of this millage.
So why would I?
And you don't know if you will support it or vote against it?
No, I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. If you don't know, that's fine. That's fine. Very well. As we conclude this survey, I had to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans Public School? Hello? Hello, ma'am?